Welcome back to the Pensacola Expert Panel. I'm Jess. This is News Radio Pensacola. If you want to be part of the conversation, hit us in the text line. Give us a call, 850-437-1620. We have Lexi Mendoza from 80X Digital.
Hello. Hi, everyone. Hi, Jess.
How are you?
Good. How are you?
I'm great. Did you have a relaxing rainy weekend or were you glued to the TV?
So rainy. We just moved, so it was actually perfect because then we had plenty of time to do some stuff around the house and, you know, clean up, all that sort of fun errand type of stuff.
That's kind of what we did. We've been here, but we haven't fully unpacked. And then over the weekend, we put things on the wall because we have a new couch.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
A new couch is always fun.
And it's comfy.
Yeah, that's the best.
Yes.
I need to get a new couch. That's one thing I would love to get soon. So I need to start.
You can come over and sit on my couch and be like, yes, I like this.
Awesome.
So what are we talking about today?
Today we're going to be talking about, speaking of summer, so we're going to actually be talking about digital advertising when it comes to promoting summer events, whether it's maybe like a summer-based business like a water park or a festival or a concert that happens in the summer, anything like that. So we're going to kind of dive into a couple different products that work really well for these types of events. So, you know, I'm excited. Obviously, we're in the thick of summer with the thunderstorms every day and the 96 degree temperatures.
It feels like the thick of summer when you walk out that first moment, either if you've been inside or you're just going out in the morning, and the thick is like the wall that like slaps
like
you in the face.
Yeah, that humidity.
Yeah.
It just hits you right away.
It's crazy.
I'm excited to talk about this today. I thought it would be very relevant since we are in, you know, I guess end of July now. Summer is really flying through.
Christmas in July is almost over.
It is, yeah, almost over. I need to listen to some more Christmas music.
I need to shop.
Or that, yeah. So the first product we're going to talk about, which is probably no surprise that's really good for promoting events, is actually Facebook and Instagram, so social media. We offer social media advertising here at 80X Digital. And just to clarify, when I say social media, that's going to be the targeted ads on social media, whether it's in Facebook or Instagram, the news feed. It's not going to be like the management of the actual Facebook or Instagram platform.
Are you just primarily Instagram and Facebook?
Yes.
Okay, great.
Yeah, so we do offer TikTok now. So that's another option. And I dove into that, I think it was a week or two ago. But yeah, so TikTok is one of our new products that we can offer as well. So when it comes to social media, we can do ads on Facebook, Instagram, and also TikTok. But TikTok is a separate offering. So with Facebook and Instagram, we would be able to serve ads in a couple different places. So what's really cool is like it can be outside of just the Facebook newsfeed. With Facebook and Instagram, like there's a couple different places that we can serve these ads, but you as an advertiser would get to select. Like if you want to just do the newsfeed, you can definitely just do the newsfeed. But we also offer ads that will serve outside of the Facebook newsfeed. So for example, like in Marketplace, I'm on Marketplace a lot these days, you know, searching for furniture and stuff.
Me too.
And ads always pop up while you're on Marketplace. So we can actually serve ads into the Marketplace. We can also serve ads into the Facebook Audience Network, which is a collection of apps that Meta owns. So those would actually serve outside of the Facebook platform. We can also do the Messenger app. So when people are messaging friends on the Facebook Messenger app, these ads actually pop up like mid-conversation. So that's another option that we can do.
That is awesome.
Yeah. And then
it's evolved so greatly.
It really has. Yeah. So ads you'll kind of see all over Facebook these days. And lastly, we can do stories too. So, you know, when you're looking at somebody's story and then it flips to the next story. Sometimes you'll see an ad between like your friend's stories. So we can also serve ads into the Facebook stories as well.
And they transition so you don't even know it's an ad at first, right?
Oh yeah, exactly. It just kind of pops up and you're like, wait, what's going on? So this is called our premium offering. So you have the option of selecting just Facebook and Instagram newsfeed, or you can do all of these different places to serve ads. So with Facebook and Instagram, on top of that selection, you also have to choose what sort of ad format you would want to run. And we have a variety of ad formats that can run for Facebook and Instagram ads. So one being just regular photos. So, you know, you can have like a standard photo that you'll serve as an ad across Facebook and Instagram. If you have a video ad, we can also run a video ad for Facebook and Instagram. And something that's also really popular is a carousel ad on Facebook and Instagram. And so that's typically when you have up to 10 different frames. And those frames could be images or video. So it's kind of the best of both worlds because you can showcase a lot of different things in a carousel ad, but it counts as just one creative.
That's really cool because carousel ads used to be just still images that would kind of flip through. Yeah. And now it's video too.
Yeah, now you can incorporate some video in there.
That's awesome.
Yeah, it's very cool. And that way it's like, you know, there's kind of something for everyone. So in a carousel ad, maybe you're a water park and you want to showcase all the different rides that you have at the water park. So you can have up to 10 different frames, each showcasing a different ride. You can have, you know, if you're a restaurant with different menu items, you can have different menu items for each of the frames. And all of those different frames can also click out to a different website page. So if you have, you know, different website pages where you want those people to land after seeing that particular image, you can do that too.
That's excellent because sometimes it's hard to decide what content you want and you want to include it all.
Exactly.
That's great.
So it's a great way to kind of incorporate and also to kind of showcase the overall experience of your business, you know?
Right.
You can show them like, hey, we do all of this stuff. We don't just do this one thing.
We don't just serve hamburgers.
Yeah, it
we
really
serve
exactly.
Steak and fish.
Yeah, there's variety. And so it really kind of it showcases that experience to the user. And you know, another thing too, another different type of ad format is like event response ads. So that's that type of ad where it actually at the bottom the button says interested ? And you can click on that. And
awesome.
Then it'll give you updates as the event's coming up. So that's another type of ad format that we can run specifically for events to really promote the event and then get people interested. And then people can follow the updates. So as the event is coming, they're reminded, hey, this event's coming up. And, you know, they'll be able to attend it.
That is great.
Yeah. And so with social media, all of this is going to be targeted, just like with all of our other digital campaigns. So we have behavioral targeting categories that we can utilize. And for example, that's going to be if it's a water park, for example, maybe people who have searched for water parks in the area, who have gone to other amusement parks recently or done other just like outdoor activities in Pensacola. So all of those people who have done these sorts of activities or searched these types of things will fall into specific categories that we can then target and reach people specifically for that type of business.
That's great because it's kind of like you're targeting an audience like, hey, what about our product?
Yes, exactly.
We know you've been looking at somebody else's.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so you already know these people are interested. And that's what's great about being able to target people is you want to make sure you're showing people an ad that's relevant to them.
Right.
Because or else it's just going to, what's that expression, fall on deaf ears?
Yep.
So you want to make sure that people are seeing the ad that might actually be interested in coming or using your product or service.
Something tailored to them, to what their
likes.
Yeah,
and it's
better
for both people that way, you know? If you're the consumer, you don't want to get served an ad that you have absolutely no interest in. And from the advertiser side of it, you obviously want to serve ads to people that may use your product or service.
Right.
So it's kind of a win-win for both people.
Exactly.
All right, so another type of targeting that we can utilize for social media outside of the behavioral targeting, it's called custom audience matching. And so with this, we could actually use a database or like a list of people. So say you have your water park and you have a list of people who came to your water park last summer and you want to remind them, hey, we're here, like come back this summer. So we can do that. If you have a list of users, usually we'll need a couple different data points. So it'll be typically like emails or addresses or phone numbers. Hopefully, you know, you can get that information when people sign up or buy tickets or whatever that may be. But the more data points, the better. And so this is essentially like direct mail for the internet. I like to think of it that way. And you get a higher frequency because we're serving the ads multiple times. Whereas typically when you get something directly in your mailbox and it's an ad, it doesn't come more than once usually.
And that's a great point that you just made because, you know, I know some people are apprehensive, but if you think about it, you're getting it in your mailbox.
Mm-hmm.
What's another way to reach a user? We're all on our phones.
Yeah.
You know, we're all on the internet.
Yeah.
Perfect.
Exactly. So it's reaching those people in a different way digitally. And what we can, so we take that list that you have. A lot of times we can only match to about half of that list. So that is something to keep in mind, is you do typically have to have a pretty heavy list for us to utilize. It's normally about thousands of different data points. But another thing that we can utilize on top of that is if you do have a smaller list, we can actually create a lookalike audience. And that will be people who are similar to those that are on your list. So that's a way to kind of build up that list, promote or serve ads to an audience that may not know who you are yet, but they do have similarities to other people on your list. So that's another option with the custom audience matching. You can always layer on that lookalike audience that we can build out for you to just make sure that we have enough people to reach with that specific targeting strategy. Because if you think about it, you know, we can't match, we can't find every single user every time we utilize this strategy. And some of the reasons being some people have changed their emails or have,
or
a
have
different
multiple
phone number,
emails.
Or they have multiple emails. Exactly. Yeah. So there's, or, you know, people have ad blockers or people have maybe cleared their cookies, which then would wipe that out. So there's a couple different reasons why we wouldn't be able to find every single user on that list. And we typically are able to find about half of the list. So that's why we just want to make sure there's enough scale there to be able to reach enough people for the campaign.
That's great.
But that's another option. And with those match, or with the custom audience matching, we can actually also do matchback reports, which will show you, you know, your original list, and then we can show you out of those people how many actually signed up or bought a product. So you can really kind of see that one-to-one return on investment on that strategy. So it really is a great strategy.
And I just want to remind people that if they're interested in learning more or find that digital marketing is right for their company, then give Lexi a call at 262-6000. And she'd be more than happy to chat with you and tell you how you can elevate your business.
Yeah, exactly. Especially, you know, and we're talking about events today. So anyone in the event space, maybe a concert, a festival, a summer-based business, a water park, things like that. And we just kind of went through some social media as one of the best products for promoting those types of events. And piggybacking off of that, I'm now going to go into Social Mirror, which is a separate product from social media, but also one of our strong products that we have here at ADX Digital. And with this one, it actually can take a post from your social media. So your Facebook, your Instagram, we can even take posts from if you have like a Pinterest or a YouTube. Like there's a total of 8 different platforms that we can take ads from. So if you have those accounts and you're posting on your social media platforms, we can serve those same posts from your social media on websites and apps outside of the social media platform. So it really helps to expand that reach outside of this, of just social media, and reach people outside of social media. And Social Mirror, you know, we can use that same carousel post. So say, you know, you're a company that did a carousel post for your business. We can take that same post and mirror it. So it's going to look exactly like the post on your Facebook page, but it'll just be serving on a website or an app, and it won't be on the Facebook platform. And so it's a really great way to kind of expand that reach and reach people that aren't on the social media platform, or to reach people who are on the social media platform, but while they're on a different website or app, because the frequency is also important. So the more ways you can reach somebody, the better.
Frequency, repetition, seeing the same thing, it kind of makes it natural, makes it feel more natural, actually, I think.
Yeah, it
and
does.
And it sticks in our brains, at least
exactly.
Mine, a little bit better.
Yeah, the more you see it, the more you're gonna remember it. So yeah, frequency is very important to campaigns, and we always want to make sure that we have that frequency. So the more times somebody can see an ad, the better. So with Social Mirror, we are taking that post, we're mirroring it outside of the social media platform, and something that's an advantage to this product is it's very easy to get up and running. You don't have to worry about creating an ad to a specific spec size and getting approval for it and all of that. It's going to be something you've already posted on one of your social media platforms. So all we need you to provide from a creative standpoint is the URL to the actual post, and we can use that to get the campaign live. So it's very turnkey. There's a lot of different engagement opportunities with this product as well. So, you know, it clicks out to multiple different pages. It can click out to your website as well as your social media platform or your social media page. And then you'll also see the icons, like, the comment, the share button that you would see on a normal social media post. You would see those as well on the post, so people can engage that way as well. So this has a lot of different engagement opportunities when compared to just like a standard display ad where it typically would only click out to your website. And with the social mirror, we're also able to layer on a bunch of different strategies. And so all of our campaigns, we're definitely going to tailor the campaign to the business based on these different strategies. We're able to layer on the behavioral again, which is going to be people who are browsing certain things online, or it's based on maybe people's past offline activity where they've been recently. So that could be people who maybe have searched for water parks in the area, or people, if you're a restaurant and you're maybe serving some happy hour ads, you can search, or you can target people who like to go to happy hours or foodies or people who like craft beer, things like that. So we have a lot of very specific segments. It really kind of gets very nitty gritty when it comes to the type of people that we can target.
So you're not just throwing something out willy nilly. You're actually doing it with a purpose to target.
Yes, exactly. It can get very specific. And
because
we have thousands.
If Graham just drinks milk, doesn't care about beer, you know, she's not that target.
Exactly. So we want to hit the person who drinks beer, you know? So it really is going to be, we have thousands of different categories to choose from. And while we're kind of building out the plan with you, we'll show you all of the categories that we have access to. And you'll have, you know, you'll be able to come up with the strategy with us and decide, you know, which categories make the most sense for your particular business. Another type of strategy we can do is called the keyword strategy. So with this one, we develop a keyword list, and that can have up to 500 keywords. But the keywords are meant to be words that are very relevant to your business. So it could be, for example, Pensacola theme parks or summer activities Pensacola, just things like that. So that when somebody is on like an article or they're on a website where these specific words appear, your ad would actually pop up next to those keywords. So with this one, it's really great because somebody is already doing the research for your specific product or service, and then they're seeing your brand. So they're already searching for your product or service, and then your brand's popping up. So that's going to become very relevant in their mind.
And you're also on your side, you're also looking for what are those key phrases someone like me would be using when I'm searching, and then you take those.
Yes, exactly. So it's like if you do go to search for things to do in Pensacola and you get on an article that's like Pensacola summer activities, and then let's say like summer and activities, and like you can have phrases too. So all of these are going to just pop as keywords on that one page. And then because of that, the ad would appear. And it's also very contextual too, because you don't want to have something like ring, for example, when you have an engagement ring or you have a boxing ring, you know?
Right.
So it also takes into account like context, and it normally there'll be more than just one keyword on that particular page, so that something like an engagement ring ad doesn't pop up on a boxing website. So, you know, it's always typically like there are context clues in place as well to make sure that the ad is serving where these relevant keywords
take her
are.
To a boxing ring, but don't give her the ring. You're going to get a no.
Yes, exactly. Another strategy we have is AI. So that is using machine learning. And that's going to be targeting people who could have otherwise been missed but are highly likely to be prospects for that product or service. So how that works is we're targeting people who are similar to those who have already engaged or clicked on the ad. And so basically these people have similar browsing activity, or they have similar offline activity, meaning where they're going or where they live. And so because of those similarities to those who have already clicked on the ad, we're able to target those people. So they're highly likely to be prospects, but because they haven't done enough research to fall into one of those behavioral or keyword categories that we just talked about, we could have otherwise missed them if we didn't layer on this AI strategy. So AI is a strategy we do use a lot here at ADX Digital. It's a great way to kind of sweep up those prospects that we could have otherwise have missed by just utilizing behavioral or keyword.
And I know everybody freaks out when they hear the word or the AI.
Yeah.
But honestly, if you use it for good,
yeah,
good results. Don't use it for mimicking, you know,
Exactly.
Somebody on the internet speaking when they're not, but AI yes. can be great when used powerfully.
Yes, exactly. And then lastly, we've got retargeting, and that is going back to frequency. That is really how we make sure that the frequency on every campaign is where it needs to be. So that is being able to track who comes to your website and then serving ads to those people when they are on other websites and apps to try and get them back to your website. So with this, when we're looking in our reporting, for example, like retargeting definitely pulls through very heavily when it comes to the view through conversions. And view through conversions, as a reminder, are when somebody sees your ad and doesn't click on the ad, but then comes to your website and searches it on their own later. And the reason being is because usually these people have already been to your website, have already seen the ad a couple times. And so because of that, they are going to your website at some point or another to do some research. So that just kind of shows the strength of retargeting. It is very important for campaigns. You need people to see the ad multiple times because typically somebody will not take an action, whether it's going to your business or going to your website. They won't take an action until they've seen the ad a couple different times and they remember your brand.
It's like a song. You hear it for the first time. You're like, meh. And then you hear it again, and it becomes, oh my gosh,
yes.
I need to listen to that song.
Exactly. And then, so yeah, social mirror performs really well. It's about 7 times the click-through rate of our standard ads, just because of all those engagement opportunities where it clicks to your website, it clicks to your social media page, you have the like, comment, and share buttons. So this does perform really well. And so it's a really great product to think about if you are looking to promote an event or a theme park or you know, any other event or any other types of products or services that are very visual, because you can have that image, you can have a video in there, you can do that carousel, utilize that carousel ad format. So we have a lot of different options when it comes to promoting specific types of products or services for those products.
And we're getting closer and closer to the end of our excellent hour here with Pep Talk. So if you have any last minute questions, please be sure to text in or give us a call at 850-437-1620. Or if you're interested in talking to Lexi about digital marketing, give us a number, Lexi.
850-262-6000.
That's awesome. Thank you so much for coming in. Anything you want to speak us out to? We have about 20 seconds.
No, just, you know, reach out if you're interested. We're happy to help you execute whatever concept you have for a digital campaign.
Thank you so much.
Thank you for joining.
Join us tomorrow from 9 to 11.
You're listening to News Radio 92.3 WNRP Gulf Breeze, Milton, Pensacola.